We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a manic Monday, and we've got some rain in the area. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon, and we're going to continue the conversation that Noel Norman was having on his show just a few minutes ago. Except we'll have some different angles to that. A child knows only their parent as a sole source of security, right? I mean, we remember this when we were kids. We all felt even closer to our parents when we were in a strange surrounding. At times, literally clinging to our parents. Video of young children crying as they're physically removed from their parents' side is heart-wrenching for most of us, but not for everybody. For many, trumping the sight of the children being separated from their parents is the idea that the parents entered America illegally, and therefore the action is justified and it's a deterrent to people crossing the border illegally. President Trump has said that he does not want parents separated from children. Jeff Sessions said that as well. Yet the president is ordering, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions is supporting, the separation of parents from children at the border and blaming it on the Democrats. Oh, this is all very, very political. But both sides are to blame. America is passionately split on the Trump administration's process of pulling children from their parents at the border. And so is the administration. Because Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tweeted out yesterday that there's no policy to separate families at the border. In one tweet, she said, "We do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period." Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said there is a new zero-tolerance policy at the border to prosecute as many people as possible for illegally entering the United States. Not only is America divided over this issue, but it appears there's divide within the Trump administration as well. Over a recent six-week period, nearly 2,000 kids have been separated from their parents. I understand the argument that the parents of these children chose to illegally cross the border into the U.S. I get it. I support that argument. But many argue that because of that, their children must be taken away and separated as their parents are arrested in America. Since detention centers, not jail, are the common immediate destination for those who cross the border illegally, the comparison between crossing the border illegally and being arrested for drugs or murder in the United States is flawed. And what exposes the flaw is the comparison that crossing the border is something that you need to be arrested for. I get that. But correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't crossing the border a misdemeanor? So I understand if somebody is arrested on a felony charge for, say, murder or drugs or breaking into a business. To me, that's different from a misdemeanor. I didn't make crossing the border a misdemeanor, and maybe that should change. But right now, that's what it is. Talking to reporters on the White House lawn Friday, President Trump played the political card when he blamed Democrats for his policy of separating kids and parents. And yes, this is a political game, and the Democrats are taking advantage of it. It appears that President Trump is using the new, and it is new, zero-tolerance policy as a political weapon to force Democrats to go along with Republicans and their immigration plan. That sounds okay on paper, but in reality, this is President Trump playing politics with children by ordering children physically removed from their parents. Now, look, all of these kids are not being ripped out of the arms of their parents. All of these kids are not being abused. A lot of these kids are, you know, let's remember that the media will always focus on the extremes. We see the extreme examples, and we think that's everything. No, it's not. So all of these kids are not being treated the way you see some. That's the function of the media. It's not right, but it's a reality, and we talk about that quite often. But using children to force a political move is not something that reflects the spirit of America. There will be the Trump loyalist that will stand by the president and look the other way from the reality of what is happening. And sadly, many Republicans seem to be afraid to voice their conscience out of fear President Trump will retaliate against them in their reelection bid. Many patriotic Americans understand that there are consequences for crossing the border illegally, but do not support removing children from their parents. Those are the Americans, those who understand it's illegal to cross the border, but you cross the border, hey, look, do we really have to separate the kids in this arrest for a misdemeanor? This is just blown politically out of proportion. But these are the Americans, like me and many of you, that need to stand up and counter those who fail to see this new policy. And it is a new policy, as proclaimed Friday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. We need to stand up against a decision by the Trump administration rather than accept it as a legal mandate, because this does not appear to be a legal mandate. So let's talk about the truth. We can differ on whether or not children should be taken away from parents. Okay, we can differ on that. There can be two sides. They can both be very passionate sides. What we should not disagree with is the fact that this is a political game. And really, you can blame both parties for playing politics with children. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text, Scoot. When is this Trump outrageous experiment going to stop? I would not call the Trump administration an outrageous experiment. And again, if you want to join us with your comments for our conversation, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. Come on, man. Let's unite. Let's stand up. We've got two clear sides here. That's okay. But what we should recognize is the truth that children are being used as a political pawn in a big stake game of politics. That is the truth. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Nobody should come to this country and enter America illegally. Period. But when humans do that, are we doing the right thing by separating parents and children? I've got a text here that says that when I was a kid, I was with my dad when he got arrested, and I was separated from him. They don't put kids in jail with their parents. I understand that, but these parents are not going to jail, are they? So the parents who are arrested at the border are going directly to jail. Okay. Then, you know, maybe more needs to be done to make sure that there's a better understanding of that. My main point this afternoon is that this is a political game, and that both parties are using politics to play this game. Before I get to your calls, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was on with Noel Norman earlier today, he spoke to the National Sheriffs Association conference meeting here in New Orleans, and Jeff Sessions says they don't want to do this.
President Trump has said this lawlessness cannot continue. We do not want to separate parents from their children. You can be sure of that.
Well, here's a question. If this is not some kind of punishment, then why did Attorney General Jeff Sessions say that we have to do this to send a message? It wasn't done under previous administrations. And Sessions talked about how the children are not put in jail.
The children are turned over within hours to the Department of Health and Human Services. They're not put in jail, of course. They're taken care of.
All right, so this is a big controversy. America's divided. The Trump administration is divided. I posted a video, the daily video post on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. That conversation is going on right now. You can be part of it. It's going on while our show's going on. And it's about this topic. And I focus on the truth. And the truth is that the president is playing politics. And Democrats are playing politics, too. And the media really is overall feeding the Democrats, or feeding the Democrats, because the media is showing more of the kids that are the extreme examples. Because, again, that's the nature of news. The news doesn't focus on good things, on things that work out right. But we have to be smart enough to realize that every child is not treated the way some of the children are treated. So when Jeff Sessions was talking to the National Sheriff's Association conference meeting here in New Orleans, in other words, there are a lot of police officers here in New Orleans this weekend. He was talking about this loophole that was set up and has been allowed to go for years.
Some years ago, it was decided to arrest some people who had crossed the border illegally. But anyone that brought a child with them would be given effective immunity from prosecution and would not be prosecuted. Word got out about this loophole, and the results were predictable. The number of aliens illegally crossing with children went from 14,000 to 75,000 in just 4 years.
I agree that that is a problem. And that is the wrong message. It's kind of like the gutter punks in the quarter. They want to have a dog with them because it's harder to arrest them if they have a dog. And of course, I'm not comparing the children of people who are crossing the border illegally with dogs. I'm talking about this phenomenon of getting protection because you have someone or a dog with you. And the truth is that this is a political card that has been played. From home at Dwight, you're on WWL.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. I was just wondering why we're not concerned about building a northern wall.
Because we don't have the same problem with Canada that we have with Mexico and Central America.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have a problem with no illegal aliens crossing the border on the northern border.
Well, there might be some, but it's not the same problem.
Some or none.
You can't say none in any situation. The wall is not going to stop everybody from coming over. There will still be people who probably get into this country illegally. So the problem is, where's the problem?
Illegally crossing, or is it not?
Look, Dwight, the problem with the southern border is not the same as the northern border. I mean, that's a statistical fact.
Illegally crossing is illegal or not?
Illegal crossing is illegal. You just said it was illegal.
Thank you.
Okay, so what? He just hung up. Don't know what the point is. Patrick, you're on WWL.
Hey, thanks, dude. First of all, I appreciate you taking this topic on in a dispassionate way, and I like to speak without emotions and just talk about the logic of it. So I agree, and I generally support the president for trying things different, because we've tried it through three previous administrations, and it seemed like we still have an influx of people coming in. So I agree with the president for trying to do something different, not just immigration, but all other things, but specifically when it comes down to immigration. The one problem I do have with the president is the logic behind the separation to suggest that it's a deterrent, because in order for it to be a deterrent school, the people back home in Guatemala or Nicaragua or whatever country they're from must know that their children will be separated. And most of the people that are coming are poor, uneducated, you know, blue-collar type people.
But, Patrick, it doesn't take long to get a message to those people that might not have immediate access to the media. And if the word got out that, hey, if you have a child with you and you go to America, you won't be prosecuted. If that message got out, then this message will get out as well.
Well, I think the point I'm trying to make is that I think that if the president, he's getting into this trouble issue because he's trying to logically say, well, is it a deterrent to keep people from coming? But there could be a beneficial policy to the separation if it's for a legitimate reason. I just don't think that you have to make up reasons or do reasons that are uncalled for.
Wait a minute. He has to do that because this is about politics. And that's the bottom line truth of all of this. This is about politics. It's not just about separating parents from kids. It's about politics. It's about the president feeding his base and trying to force the Democrats to the table through his appeal to his base.
And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you right now, but I want to ask you, do you agree that it's a problem that we have too much illegal immigration at the southern border? Do you agree that that's a problem?
Absolutely, I agree.
Okay. Now, I agree with that problem. Now, for the past three administrations, we've had one way to address it, and that is to grab them and bring them right back to the country. Now, I personally think that that's a cost-effective way, but it's not a deterrent. You would agree with that. It's cheaper than to house them, clothe them, feed them for three times a day for 6 months or whatever, than to just put them on a plane and drive them right back off at the capital city of the country that they come from.
I don't know which is cheaper. I really don't. I don't know if somebody's done a study on the finances of the logistics of that.
I understand what you said, but I just would imagine it's cheaper to just put them all on a plane, big plane, drop them off in the house. So I agree, but we've tried it one way. Now, he's trying it another way to deal with the problem. Now, I'm not suggesting that it doesn't have some political ramifications, because almost anything a president or an administration does, in some respect, is political. I just take some exception when you're saying it's all political. I mean, he's still trying to address the issue. The same thing with North Korea. He's trying to, we may not like it. A lot of people may be uncomfortable because we've been used to 20, 30, 40 years of doing things one way. So I try to take the emotions out of it and just see the problem is like, wait a minute. First of all, let's boil it down. Is he trying to address a problem that we all can agree on? Because you always say, well, let's get common ground. Can we at least agree that there is a problem?
All right, Patrick, I'm going to have to get to news, but let me ask you this. Why, after all this time, did this new policy go into effect right before the Democrats were going to vote on an immigration bill?
I think that the president saw it, and don't get me wrong, he saw a problem, a real-life problem, as a political opportunity to make a political point. But I don't suggest that he wasn't going to do this anyway or do something similar to it, because at the same time, he does need to do something to deter it. We've never talked about going into these other countries.
I agree. Patrick, I'm going to have to move on, but man, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, stay with us. You want to get involved in our conversation, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we will be back. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot. It's Monday. We've got a very passionate conversation going on this afternoon. Newell Norman had the conversation with Attorney General Jeff Sessions earlier in the noon hour of his show. There's a big sheriff's convention in town, and he had a number of sheriffs on. It was a really interesting show. And you can catch the podcast of that on demand at WWL.com. So we're going to continue the conversation about the topic that really has captured America. It was all over the news over the weekend. It dominated the cable news channels this morning, and it dominates our conversation this afternoon. The question is, should children be removed from their parents if they cross the border illegally? And many of you believe, yes, they should be, because they crossed illegally, and we need to do something, like Jeff Sessions says, to deter those from coming here with their kids thinking they're not going to be prosecuted. I agree the message needs to change. But I also think that as Americans and as human beings, God, this is going to sound so liberal, and I'm not comfortable saying something so liberal because, you know, I'm stuck in the middle. There should be the ability to apply the human equation to the situation and find a better solution. The fact that President Trump brought this up and started this new policy just before the Democrats are going to vote as a way to pressure the Democrats sends a message to me that President Trump is using the children as a political pawn. The Democrats are going to visit detention centers, and they're trying to find the worst situations to expose because they also are using this as a political tool. Who do you blame more for the current immigration problem? Republicans or Democrats? That's our opinion poll. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. From New Orleans, Oleg, welcome to our show.
Hello, Scoot. I've been listening to you, and you basically said all the points that I was going to make because I've been on hold for like 45 minutes or so.
Well, go ahead. You know, you will say it differently, so say it all in your words.
A lot of people who call here, first of all, I'm from Russia, and I did spend a few years being illegal. And to those who don't understand the intricacies and nuance of immigration laws, most people don't recall. They don't understand that the immigration system in America is broken, okay? And what I know for sure with certainty, and from my personal experience, if you want to stay in America, you can come here and just wait. Laws will change, time will change, things will change, and eventually, if you stick around, you will become legal. Okay, that's just the reality of the thing. Illegal immigration will not be stopped, okay? You might be able to stop the borders, but people will overstay their visas. They will establish lives here. They are more driven. They work harder. They will always be hired. There always will be a place for us to work. When I was illegal, I didn't have a problem finding jobs. And good paying jobs, too, you know?
Well, we're also hearing in our news today, we're hearing that the restaurant industry in New Orleans is having a hard time being fully staffed. And there are Americans that don't want to do some jobs. And also,
don't want to do. Scoot, they won't do.
Okay.
They won't do. And another thing is like, okay, so let's hypothetically say that Americans will start working on the farms. Do you think they will accept the pay which illegals accept? So if that happens, then that equates to our tomatoes being $3, cucumbers being $4, and such nonsense as that, okay? Will that ever happen? I don't see it happening anytime soon. You know, so all of these things that people say, oh, we have to stop with stuff. We have to fix immigration system. Not just the border. People will cross. People will overstay their visas. It will happen, whether you want it or not. And another point that the thing about separating children, what is the objective? What is the objective of this charade? Like you said, it is political theater. It's all it is. Because I don't believe that if you are to deport people who cross here illegally, I'm not talking about committing a crime at this point. Yes, it's illegal, yada, yada, yada. But the consequences, what are the consequences? Eventually, they will be deported. Then why is it that you have to separate children from the families?
Yeah.
Keep them together in detention centers.
Oleg, I'm out of time, but how long have you been here from Russia?
20 years.
Are you a U.S. citizen, or you're here legally?
Not yet, but yes, I am on my way there.
Okay. So with the whole deal about Russia trying to invade and sway our election, what's your thoughts on that coming from Russia?
My thought is that America is always looking for scapegoats. If it's not China, it's Russia. If it's not Russia, it's illegal aliens. If it's not illegal aliens, it's someone else. And America just refuses to take responsibility. That it's take responsibility, for God's sake.
Well, but we do know that the Russians did plant fake news in America. I mean, they tried.
Absolutely.
I don't think the Russians had an impact on the outcome.
No, but you know what? America opened itself up to it.
Yeah.
And Russia did it. Yeah, it's very clever, actually. It was a clever.
Well, we have throughout history tried to impact elections in other countries as well. Oleg, I'm proud to have you as one of our afternoon listeners. Thanks for calling. If you're on hold, stay with us. Do you have a comment? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 87870. Okay, so maybe we disagree on this issue, but isn't this like one of the great things about America? That I can have my opinion and my position, and you can have yours. And we can get on the air and verbally battle it out. So, if it's all about not breaking the law, I've got a scenario that I'll set up for you after this break. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. All right, so people come to the border and they cross illegally, and hey, that's a no-no. You know, you shouldn't do that, and nobody should support that. Although, look, extreme liberals, they do support that. Here's an update on our opinion poll. Who do you blame more for this immigration problem? 60% say Republicans, 40% say Democrats. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tweeted out yesterday that there is no policy to separate families at the border. In one tweet, she said, We do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period. So why are we doing it now? We're doing it now because the president is using the kids to play politics. I mean, we can disagree on whether or not children should be removed from their parents. We can disagree on that, and we can passionately disagree. But we should agree that the truth is, this is a political game. From Baton Rouge, John, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Yeah, what you just mentioned is important. They're not being honest about this. There's no reason they have to separate the kids, because the only reason they're doing it is because they're choosing to prosecute these people as criminals. It's actually just a misdemeanor to cross the border illegally once.
Right.
Second time, it becomes a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And so the president is lying. I mean, the Democrats don't control Congress. And, you know, the bill that's coming up by the Republicans now is being done on a party line vote. The Democrats have no part in putting it together. So it's really unfortunate. And it's a policy of choice. They're choosing to hurt these kids to try to deter people from coming here. And then they're lying about it. You know, it's just it's a real low point for the country, I think.
John, I agree, and that's the truth that, as a patriotic American, I feel like I need to address. I feel it's important to address the truth of the matter. And the truth is, this is a game of politics. It is suddenly happening now, not by coincidence, that a vote is coming up on the immigration bill. It's also a great distraction from other things that the White House considers to be very, very negative. All right, here's a scenario. There is a body of water, and there's a no swimming sign. No swimming, violators will be prosecuted. A parent brought the child to that body of water. The kid gets in the water, the kid is drowning. The parent can't swim. You're standing there. Do you violate the sign and go in the water to save the kid? And I know, for those of you who find that a little uncomfortable, because you might have to say, well, no, in that case, it's okay. You know, don't tell me that it's totally different, because in theory, it seems like it's very close to the same thing. Would you go in there to save the kid? So there is this human decision that we make at certain points. And the human decision is like right now, right here with this situation, regardless of what is done everywhere else. It just doesn't seem to be right to be separating parents and kids. And again, you and I may disagree on that. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. Here's a text that says, please be honest with your listeners. Y'all know this is about President Trump holding up his promises as he continues to do a great things to make America better. So that jumped around, but that was the essential message there. Okay, maybe so. I mean, this is definitely the kinds of things that Donald Trump campaigned on. But sometimes, you know, you get in office and you realize that fulfilling a campaign promise may not be the right thing. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back on WWL. There are a lot of us who feel stuck in the middle. And it really is our job to stand up and to drown out some of the noise from the right and the left. Who do you blame more for the immigration problem? That's our poll. 68% say Democrats. 32% say Republicans. Big shift there. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. Nancy, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
No, I'm a mom of five, a grandmother of eight, and obviously my heart is for children. What happens to these children once they've taken them away from the parents? Are the parents in jail and then they have to be bailed out to go get these children? I mean, what is happening with them?
Well, there's still a lot that I don't know. It's a jail. It's a jail-like facility. They're not put in like a jail. I don't think they're put in a jail cell per se, but it's a jail-like facility, and the kids are in large warehouse dormitory kinds of settings. And truthfully, all of the kids are not treated the way some on the news are seen being treated, because again, the news will focus on the extremes. and not some of the calmer things that are happening. But from a human standpoint, I disagree with suddenly developing this policy because it seems obvious that it's for political purposes.
Yeah, I think so, too. And do you think maybe, like, the parents, all right, hey, we made it across the border. Okay, well, we got arrested and detained. But thank God our children are made it, and maybe somebody will take them, and they'll become citizens. I'm just wondering what are the...
Nancy, that's the way I would feel. You know, yeah, I would feel that way. I've got to get to a news break here. But, you know, if I was living in a horrible, horrible place and I got arrested and deported, it would be tough. But at least I know that my son would have a chance in a free country. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. You got a comment, 260-1870, text 87870. Did you hear what Kathy Griffin said? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that and more when we come back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.